Hi, it's the 29th of June today. It's quite some time since I made an entry for this audio diary, and well, it's a good chance this might be my last one. I'm still here in the UK. It looks like it's going to chuck it down with rain fairly soon. What's going on? There's clearly panic going on at the school. I'm getting kids message me on Facebook trying to find out what's going on. They've heard rumours that the new principal that was appointed some time ago by Safwat and Sylvester and co isn't going to be turning up at the school. Apparently Marina tells me that her job has been advertised, the principal's job has been advertised again on the Teach Anywhere site. I haven't bothered to look at it, but that's good news. This woman was going to be a complete and mitigated disaster for Unity, and the fact that she's not going there now is a really good, positive thing for the school, out of not much that's positive for the school right now. She's clearly been reading the archive. I've been monitoring that on a fairly regular basis, and there are viewings coming in from Nigeria, where she's based, so I know she's been reading it. What else is going on? Diab and Khaled, well, they're still fighting their corner, really, still trying to get the school put to rights, and they're the only ones doing it. And they're clearly being fobbed off and stalled at every opportunity by everybody who should be doing something about trying to save Unity. The last I've heard from Marina is that I need to try and maybe pull up the email here if I can find it. But the last I heard was that a promise has been made to the Undersecretary. I guess this is the Undersecretary of the Minister of Education, but there's been an order from the National Congress, and the Undersecretary met Diab and Khaled yesterday, I think, and they're going to meet again today to get a resolution, finally. Well, we'll see, I'm just not sure I believe this, but apparently the Undersecretary is on the side of the school now by having been offered a position on the Board of Trustees. We'll see. You know, I've heard so many promises in relation to the school, I'm just not sure how much I believe any of them anymore. But, you know, time is running short. The school is in dire straits. It's a complete disaster zone. I've heard that Stefan is trying to write the timetable. Well, there's no one else to do it. There is no principal in place, and the thieves, Robbie, Kondo, Safwat, etc., are still all in place. They should have been arrested a long time ago. Well, I don't know what's going on. I'm going to keep posting up this archive until it's done. I've got, I don't know, maybe 150, 160 posts still to go. And I'll keep banging those up. I want to get that job done. It's just such a shame that none of the parents, or hardly any of the parents, are actually willing to stand up and fight for the school that their kids are getting educated in, because if Unity goes, there's pretty much nowhere else they can send them to. And then they'll all be whinging and complaining, you know, and they should be fighting. They should be fighting really hard to save that school, because it's all they've got. There's no other option, really, in Khartoum. The other schools in Khartoum are, frankly, appalling. And it's a real shame for the school as well. It's got such a fantastic history. It should go on. The kids are amazing. You know, I love my Year 10 to bits. They're just such a fantastic age group. And I want them to have a good school. I want them to be able to finish their education in that school. Anyway, that, I'm sort of running out of time here. That, this could be my last recording, I don't know yet. We'll see how things go. But if it is, it's been nice talking to you all, and I hope you got a little bit of an insight from the perspective of a teacher at Unity High School in this, at this point in time. Take care. Bye-bye.